Welcome. This is my first time I'm talking at Foston. You can follow along the slides via the link. By the time this airs, I hope to be able to write subtitles for download. The content will be close to speaker notes you can find either on the right hand or at the bottom, depending on your screen. My name is André Jenisch. I'm currently working as software engineer at Jambit. It's a medium-sized software provider from Germany. This talk has nothing to do with my work. Since this Reveal.js presentation is pre-recorded using OBS Studio, please ask your questions at the end. In between, you will find scenes taken with ScreenCam on Android. I would welcome if you would allow me to add your comments to the presentation slides afterwards. Please tell me if you want to opt in. Unless otherwise noted, the content is made available under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Let's start with responsive web design. I'm quite sure you ran into this picture in some form before. It's a typical marketing image to depict a web app that's usable on different devices by adjusting the layout accordingly. But what if I told you that this approach could fall short? How would you classify this Samsung Galaxy Note 3 with a pen? Is it a mobile? It's small enough to get be counted as one. But you have a pointed device, the pen. So designing for it like for a desktop, you would waste real screen estate otherwise after all. While I was preparing for a game jam in early 2020, I ran across an article on Mozilla Developer Network regarding Zenza APIs. I was aware of the ability to recognize motion and orientation from my days with Firefox OS. But by now, there are more Zenza APIs available. This talk will show you some tech demos. They are not ready for production usage yet, in general, since normally you need to toggle a flag in the browser to get access to the underlying API. But that shouldn't stop you to show off what's possible on the web. My first demo is called What's the User Doing? This is a showcase I ran into years ago. It highlights the impact on privacy Zenza data can have. You can see I can tell whether the user is sitting, walking, taking a picture. I was even able to test, like I lay down the phone on the desk. This is not normally not data you want to hand out normally without second thought. After my game jam, I decided to create a small demo site which runs some primitive checks on your device capabilities. Note that some of this is done with CSS and some is with JavaScript. So you have media queries, for example for the over, for detecting pointer devices, aspect ratios, colors, orientation. I'm not sure what colors is meant to do, but I can think of use cases, for example for optimizing for e-book readers. Since I created this page, I started to design tooltips based on the hover media query instead of guessing from the screen size. Orientation could be used if you have certain criteria. For example, you have a sidebar which is needed and the thing you want to show is next to it. Device motion is the movement of a device in the room. Orientation is how you hold it. Accelerometer measures the velocity. Ambient light level measures the relative light around the device. I have a small demo for it. Web Bluetooth is available on Chrome, but also only behind a flag. I got something prepared for that for you. Geolocation should be known from, for example, map apps. Gyroscope is a compass, so to speak. We saw it in the user activity demo just now. There's also the magnetometer, which measures the magnet field, and near field communication, which you could use for near field communication, for example, if you have something close to it. And something not shown here is voice recognition API. I have something for that as well. While preparing the slides, I discovered this website called whatcanthewebdo.today.